Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev, the show where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. Today's questions actually come from the email box, dearkev@kevonstage.com. Submit your questions here, get it by bad advice here too. With that, first question. Dear Kev, with everything going on this year, I was really inspired to get closer to my family. My mother and I have not been close for many years due to her addiction and being out of my life as a child. We reunited this year and have been repairing old wounds. Everything has been great, but now there's a problem. Long story short, my mother is 3 months pregnant and we believe my husband is the father. Obviously, I'm angry and devastated, but my husband says that this is all God's will, and it has me thinking that this may be a test and a chance for me to have my mother in my life on a more regular basis. Also, I don't know that she is not stable enough to be a good parent. Also, I know that she's not stable enough to be a good parent. And I don't want my sibling stepchild growing up in a harsh environment because I wasn't there to support him or her. What should I do? My sibling stepchild. Listen, on the last season of Insecure, the therapist asked Molly, do you want to be in a relationship or do you want to be right? Okay. The right thing is to say, oh, mom, you're so wrong. Oh, husband, you're so wrong. Of course. But if you want a relationship, it's like, hey, husband, I understand. You know, I always wanted a stepchild sibling. Okay. I want to be an uncle and a cousin, or an aunt and a cousin, or a sister and an aunt. I don't even know how that works. If your husband has a kid, that would be your stepchild. Then that's your mom. Yeah, you said it right. That's your stepdaughter, also sister. Stepdaughter, sister. If that was a girl, you got a stepdaughter, sister. I think you need to be the bigger person here. Forgive your mom. Forgive your husband. Forgive the child. Okay? The baby didn't know what he was doing. Your husband might have tripped and fell into the kudukata. He might not even know it's hudahata. He might have thought, oh, this is familiar. You know, maybe the Lord, you know, the pheromones that the Lord gave your mom are in you. And he was like, maybe he was blinded and was like, oh, man, this is my wife. Oh, my mother-in-law. Too late. So yeah, just give him a second chance. Forgive him, forgive her, forgive yourself. And good luck with your stepdaughter sibling. Next question. I'm in a polyamorous entanglement with 3 guys and 2 girls, including myself. One of the men is my legal husband. We live together as a 5-way couple. We try to keep our sexual pairings to 2 or 3 people at a time. But during quarantine, we end up having multiple orgies with all 5 of us. The other girl and I recently found out we're both pregnant, and we think we may have conceived during one of these group things. We both want to keep our pregnancies. Now comes the problem. All the guys are freaking out, wanting to know who the fathers are. My husband is saying that because we're married legally, he is the presumed father, and he's demanding to be the only father of my baby. Both she and I don't want to know. Wait, what, girl? Both she and I don't want to know who the bio dads are. We want to raise the kids all together, or just me and her, if the guys all want a bill because of the father thing. What should we do in this situation? Can we choose to live our lives under the assumption that my husband is a father of both children? Can the other man be involved to force us to get a paternity test? Please help. Whew. Here's what I'm gonna say. Do what you want. You're already doing what you want anyway. You guys got balls and ovs everywhere. There's balls busting and ovs catching all over there. There's hoota hot and penis pot all over the place. You don't know who's, what's. There's just holes being plugged. Butts. Mouths. All kinds of crazy stuff. Just raise the baby and hit up Tyler's Perry. You say, hi, Tyler's. I got a story for you. Y'all going to have 700 episodes on BET+. You hear me? Y'all going to be down there in COVID, the COVID bubble, shooting all type of stuff. So, yes, give it over to Tyler's Perry. And let him make you a millionaire. You know what else will make you a millionaire? Skillshare. Here's the thing about the pandemic that nobody wants to tell you. You're actually able to become a better person. You know, we're hunkered down. We're in August, closing in on September. And at this time, you should get entangled with your skills. Why are you waiting? There's so many people that are paid because they have skills. Josh, behind the camera, I pay him. Why? Because he's skilled. He's a skilled photographer, videographer, editor. All those skills he learned on Skillshare. He didn't even know how to do anything when he was a baby. Over the last couple of months, he learned how to use Skillshare, and now he can feed his family because of his skills. And you should be able to make some money on the side using Skillshare. Skillshare has creative classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. These lessons can help you stay inspired, express yourself, and introduce you to a community of millions. I've been taking photography and graphic design just for fun, but eventually I'm going to save some money and fire Josh because I'm learning my own skills.
What?
Yeah. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/deer. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/deer. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes. Skillshare.com/deer. Just kidding, guys. Josh is safe. Just because I have a skill doesn't mean I'm as skilled as him. But it doesn't mean I can't do it for fun. All right, next question. I've been married for 11 years, and my husband has only been on an airplane once in his life, and we flew to Georgia for Christmas. When we flew to Georgia for Christmas. He's never been on a cruise ship. He prefers to drive. Last year, for my daughter's sweet 16 birthday, we took her on a cruise to the Bahamas. Her father, his girlfriend, my sister, my niece, and my son. I asked my husband a year prior to this to give him time to think about it. My husband did not come on the trip. Would it be wrong if I travel with my baby daddy? No. That's your daughter's father. Familiar peen. And he's not afraid. Travel. You should not live your best life because I'm scared of water. I don't like the plane. Okay, you don't like the plane? Then let your baby's father land his plane in your hangar. I bet you he'll drop that fear real quick. Tell that man stop being afraid. Chump. Call him a chump. That's a throwback insult. Say, hey, you chump. What are you, a chump or something? Yeah. Take your baby's father. Give him another baby. And then when your husband gets mad, be like, if you was there, this wouldn't happen. Now what? And he ain't going to do nothing because he's a little mark. Unless he's bigger and stronger than me, then do the opposite of what I said. Dear Kev, I loaned my friend $300 in July. He told me he would pay me back towards the end of the month. We're now 2 weeks into August. I tried contacting this racial slur. At first, it was constant excuses, but now I think he has me blocked. I had him sign a contract before the loan because I didn't even trust my mama. Should I sue him for the money or just take this L and get someone to jump him? Dang. You knew you weren't going to get paid back when you lent that money. Who are we? Who are we out here fooling? You had him sign a contract. If you sue him, it's going to cost you more money. You got to pay a lawyer. You pay a lawyer for 1 day's worth of work. It's more than, you know, maybe not 1 day, but by the time the lawyer's set up to sue him, you already paid more than $300. Unless you're just doing it off of principle and pettiness, which I'm okay with. But the bottom line is, I think you're wasting your time. I don't think it's necessary. Just charge it to the game. And also, don't have him jump, because now that you've on this episode, this happens, and then you go to jail, and then when you had to bail yourself out and say it wasn't me, you already lost $300. Just take this L on the chin. You'll be okay. Next question. Dear Kev, my best friend cheats on his girlfriend regularly and she doesn't know about it. I'm very close with both of them, leaving me in a very uncomfortable situation. What should I do? P.S. He validates his cheating by saying Chick-fil-A has the best chicken sandwich, but sometimes you want a little KFC for change. I thought you and Josh would enjoy that. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. I found these scenarios, you think the person's going to be happy that you brought this to their attention. And what really happens is they judge you and blame you and say what you did. And you was cheating. And then now what? Now you're mad. It ain't got nothing to do with you. So just mind your business. She probably knows she's getting cheated on. Okay? Let her get cheated on. Game is the game. With that, I'll see you guys next week. I have to go to the bathroom. And that's why this episode was a little shorter, because I'm just thinking about Dookie.